In September 2017, the Department of Justice filed complaints against three men the government claims lied in order to gain U.S. citizenship. The DOJ called for the men to be prosecuted and stripped of their citizenship. The cases represent something of a test group for the Trump administration. Last July, The Takeaway reported on a newly created denaturalization task force charged with reviewing thousands of cases where people may have submitted misleading applications. If the DOJ is able to denaturalize these three men, the federal government might be able to broaden its efforts to target what they call citizenship fraud. Last week, a trial got underway for one of the men the government is trying to denaturalize, Parvez Manzoor Khan.
Mr. Khan is a Pakistani native who lives in Florida. He's been a U.S. citizen since 2006. And in September 2017, the Justice Department under President Donald Trump announced that they would be seeking to revoke his citizenship along with two other men from South Asia.
That's Maryam Saleh, a reporter for The Intercept. Saleh's been closely following the Trump administration's denaturalization efforts. And she told me that the groundwork for the current policies was laid out under President Obama through a campaign called Operation Janus.
Basically, the Department of Homeland Security learned that there were fingerprints that had not been digitized from the early 1990s. And they started digitizing these old fingerprints. And as they did that, they recognized that there were some individuals who had become U.S. citizens whose fingerprints matched fingerprints of people who had used different names but had received orders of removal, most of them around the early 1990s. And so Operation Janus was this process of digitizing these fingerprints and combing through them to find discrepancies when it came to people obtaining citizenship.
How large of a problem is this generally, Maryam?
The original Operation Janus report showed that they had found 800 or so cases where people had obtained citizenship, perhaps wrongly because they had previous orders of deportation that they had not disclosed during the citizenship application process and in the interview. That said, the Department of Homeland Security said that there were about 315,000 more sets of fingerprints that they needed to go through. But, you know, from the Obama years, we knew that it was about 800 cases or so that they were looking at.
800 cases. And how is the Trump administration planning on using Operation Janus moving forward?
We got the first indication, or one of the first indications, that the Trump administration was looking to use denaturalization as, you know, kind of this tool in September 2017 when they announced these three cases that they said that they had found under Operation Janus, and Parvez Khan's case was one of those three. But we've seen a couple of other things since then. So in a press release announcing a denaturalization, they said they were looking at 1,600 cases. Last spring, ICE, in a budget request, asked for $207 million to investigate some 800 leads under Operation Janus, but also to look into 700,000 additional immigration cases under something they're calling Operation Second Look. So it seems that there's an intent to widely expand the use of this, using the leads that they obtained during Operation Janus initially.
I'm just trying to understand the need for Operation Second Look, the scope of Operation Second Look here, I mean, and the cost of what this is going to be to taxpayers. Do we have a sense of whether or not these folks that are being targeted need to be targeted? First of all, is this an overzealousness on the part of the administration's anti-immigration efforts? And the second part of that is, how much is this costing us?
In September 2016, Operation Janus, it came to light through this report from the DHS Inspector General, in which they laid out these findings that they'd found these 800 odd cases, or, you know, had lots, hundreds of thousands of fingerprints that they were digitizing. But one of the things the report said was that ICE, even under Obama, was looking into some of these cases for potential denaturalization, but that they were investigating cases with a focus on people who were in positions of public trust or who had security clearances. They mentioned somebody who had a TSA security clearance. But the cases we've seen so far under President Trump, and specifically the cases that the administration has announced are linked to Operation Janus, are not of individuals who are in positions of public trust or who had security clearances. Parvez Khan is a truck driver. He's never worked for government. He's never tried to work for government. And so just looking at that, you know, the targets that we're aware of so far, it does seem to be an overzealousness. And also looking at the language the administration has used in their press releases, saying that they're preserving the integrity of the immigration system, that these folks exploited the immigration system, is very much in line with the language we're seeing from the administration on its other efforts around immigration or to restrict immigration.
Well, we know that those efforts have often been concentrated, particularly on migrants coming from Central America. A lot of these folks are Latino or brown-skinned or poor or all of the above. And so I'm wondering if there are similar connections in the targeting who the administration is going after in this operation.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot we don't know about who is being targeted, but what we do know, so the first three targets who were announced under Operation Janus by the Trump administration were South Asian, two from Pakistan, one from India. There's another man from Bangladesh who has also been targeted under Operation Janus. The initial report around Operation Janus, it didn't specify specifically what countries they were looking at, but, and this was under Obama, they said that it was special interest countries, which are countries whose residents are deemed to have posed some sort of national security risk to the United States. But we have seen cases of individuals from South Asia. Anecdotally, I've spoken to lawyers who are hearing from more people from Pakistan who are getting these types, or they have gotten an indication that they might be targeted. But we have also seen Latinos targeted for denaturalization, whose their cases were not necessarily publicly linked to Operation Janus, but there is an assumption that they might have come out of that or of Operation Second Look. Definitely non-white immigrants.
What impact is this having on immigrant communities in the United States? Because already there is a lot of concern about how the administration is sort of treating immigrant and migrant communities of color in particular. Are there concerns that you're hearing from people on the ground?
For many years, once somebody became a U.S. citizen, there was an air of finality to that. Like, you know, that was it. They were set. And now people are becoming uncertain about that. Like, it's no longer that I'm a citizen now and I'm safe and America is my home. It's I'm a citizen, but there's a chance that the government might try to take that away from me at some point.
Mariam Saleh is a reporter for The Intercept. Mariam, thanks again.
It was great to be on. Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.